King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says the toughest part of his job is having to sit down with a family who's lost a loved one to a drunk driver and tell them the driver will probably spend less than 2 years in prison for killing someone.
And that is not justice in anybody's eyes.
And Satterberg says it does little to keep impaired drivers off the road who can affect anybody at any time.
The thing that's most hurtful about drunk driving fatalities is it's so random. You know, it isn't something the victim did anything to contribute. Someone crossed the center line and killed him. The drunks tend to walk away without a scratch. And we're there saying, you know, this is what the law calls for.
But now that may change. A law working its way through the state legislature would increase the penalties for vehicular homicide by DUI, as it's called. Under it, drunk drivers who kill could get 8 years, similar to what someone guilty of manslaughter who accidentally kills with a gun gets now. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.